The Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Yeah, that is Bedrooms on Radio Nova. That is a three-piece band from North Dublin. Brilliant sound off them. Sunday is the name of the song, and it's from their brand new album, which is called Perfectly Still, which came out on Friday. They've sent a couple of songs into the show. Really, really enjoyed the sound. It's kind of this kind of American influence. There's a lot of kind of shoegazy indie. It's a bit sort of alternative folk, but it just really kind of, it's got something that really kind of catches the ear, and we're really, really lucky because Dane is on the line from Bedrooms. How's it going, Dane?
Hey, how's it going, Kieran? You good?
Good, thanks. Yeah, you're chilling out this evening. Disappointing result in the match earlier on, but you're happy to chat about music, is that right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So, haven't been having the most adventurous Sunday, but yeah, definitely happy for a chat.
So, the album came out on Friday, Perfectly Still. How does it feel to have it out?
Yeah, it's a bit strange, to be honest. It's some bit of a relief, I would say. I think, like, me personally, anyway, I find releasing music can be a little terrifying because I'm always just kind of in my own head worried that like nobody's gonna care, nobody's gonna want to listen, or no one's gonna like pick it up or pay attention to it. So yeah, the reaction's been really good, and yeah, it's been very, very positive, and people are saying nice things about it, which it's always kind of good to see that. And it does kind of take a lot out of you. So when you finally kind of get something out and it's released and it's officially out there, it does kind of feel like weight off your shoulders.
Mm-hmm. So the album, Listen Through, it's a really great listen. Nine tracks, and it's really melodic. There's a real American influence to it. There's a kind of a dreaminess to it. But over the whole thing, there is a real sort of sensitivity. I mean, it does sound like you're kind of baring your soul a little bit. I mean, I don't know what the individual songs are, but is it difficult to release music that feels this sort of personal?
See, this is why they shouldn't send a bass player to do these interviews, because I'm not the one writing the lyrics. But our singer, Dev, yeah, he's quite a reserved individual. He isn't one that to really talk about his lyrics. He doesn't go into too much detail about them. But yeah, I think if you listen to the record, you can kind of, as you alluded to there, like someone kind of bearing their soul a little. And so I think there definitely is elements of that. I've never grilled him too hard on any of the kind of individual lyrics or anything like that. Yeah, I think it does kind of reflect in the music that we make a certain kind of soft sensitivity to it, for sure.
And does that, like when he brings something to the band, I'm assuming that's the way it kind of works, he might bring a kind of a song to the band. How much can you get into that? Or is it the sort of thing where he says, here's the new song, this is what we're doing, and then you add to it that way? Or is it like, you know, no, I think this needs to be X, Y, and Z, you know, this kind of way. Is it that kind of relationship songwriting-wise?
Yeah, I think it is pretty collaborative all in all between the three of us. It'll generally start with Dev will normally bring us just a little bit of a verse, maybe a chorus, maybe just a chord progression, something like that. And it generally does kind of just evolve from there. It's very rare that any of us ever bring like a fully fleshed out song to the table. Crusher in particular, which was the, like, I guess the lead single from the album, like that core kind of chord progression. And we've had that knocking around for 2 or 3 years, and just one of those things where we could never kind of get the dynamics of it fully right. And I think if you listen to the song now, it doesn't even really like have a chorus. Like it kind of just goes from like verse to like a extended outro kind of a thing. Yeah, I went through quite a bit to kind of get it to where it was. And it was one of those tracks where we kind of like binned it and pushed it to the side so often. It was really kind of good to finally kind of get that like nailed down to a point where we were at least all happy with it anyway. So and the fact that then we thought it was like strong enough to be the lead single from the album and the opening track on the album was, yeah, that was kind of a cool moment for us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm glad you did, because it's such a great song. We're going to play Crusher in a minute, and I was going to wonder, was it two songs put together or something? Because it does feel like it the way it works, it kind of makes sense with what you're saying. But when you're in the studio, when you're recording and all that kind of stuff, are you bringing in reference points to say, we want to sound like this, we want it to kind of go this direction? Or are you writing the songs and then afterwards you're saying, you know, following where it's kind of the song has brought you?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think like we've always had kind of reference points in mind. I think we recorded the album with Bill Ryder Jones. Like, we're a huge fan of his music, and we've recorded our EP that came out a couple of years ago after Glow with him as well. So we kind of have a good working relationship with him in the studio and things. But yeah, like some of the reference points and bands that we've kind of talked about over the years and kind of bonded over stuff like Galaxy 500, Alex G, Pavement, Silver Jews, Big Thief would be a recent one, Slowpoke another recent band that we already like, and kind of as you mentioned, like there's shoegaze influences, just kind of indie folk influences, slowcore, things like that. It's not the case where I feel like so many bands these days, and this is not to like take aim at them, or maybe it is secretly.
No, please take aim.
I feel that a lot of bands are just kind of maybe leaning into being a certain genre. Oh, we're a post-punk band, this is what we should sound like, this is kind of a formulaic type of thing that we blueprint that we need to follow, and we didn't really want to do something like that with our music. Yeah, I think we're always kind of just the crafting the song as best we can, really, and just kind of trying to do it the most justice that we can when we're in the studio. And obviously you have to be a bit conscious of time constraints, budget constraints, everything like that. So you do have to kind of make peace with it and kind of just be able to kind of say that it's finished at a certain point.
Well, look, it's got a great sound, and as you said, it's, you know, a lot of the tracks are acoustic guitar led, especially later in the album, and there's that feel, as you said, like that Pavement sound, that kind of, I heard a bit of the Shins as well in there, that American kind of influence stuff. What does it sound like live? What's it going to be like? So next Saturday night you're playing upstairs in Whelan's to launch the album, and so what can people expect from that show?
Yeah, I think live there's, I think in some ways the record, I wouldn't say like it sounds like perfectly polished or anything like that, but I think live there's probably more of a rawness to us, and maybe a bit more of that kind of shoegazy element. Fionn, our guitarist, I mean, I think it goes for all guitarists really, that they like to turn themselves up a bit. So we're definitely a bit louder than what it sounds like on the record. I had to get that little dig in there. He'll appreciate it, I'm
that's
sure.
That's fair.
Maybe a bit more of an energy to us live than there is on the album. But I think the core of kind of the songs and how they take shape, I think we do a good job of playing that live as well.
Great. Okay. Brilliant stuff. Well, Dane, from the band Bedrooms, thanks so much for chatting to us, and go and see them live next Saturday night upstairs in Whelan's, and get the album Perfectly Still, which is out now. Thanks so much, Dane.
Cheers, Karen. Thanks very much. Appreciate you having me on.
No bother at all. Let's play this. This is Crusher, Bird of Prey by Bedrooms on Radio Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.